I am going to read from Freedom from Addiction, Roman numeral 2, how to help your spouse, child, or grandchild cure their addictive disease today. This book was released nationally on Thanksgiving Day, 2016. Books have already been written which speak to individuals if and when they get ready to make a change in their life. People reading this new book will not only be an addict themselves, but also the person in the life of the person that they care about who wants to bring about a change and cessation of addiction in that person. You recognize and realize that your spouse, child, or grandchild, or others that you love are ruining their lives by their addictive behaviors. You want to help, but you don't know how. You want to take an active role in helping to cure the disease of addiction in the people you love. You want to know how you can make this goal your mission, or at least a part of your mission in life. Medical missionary Dr. Albert Schweitzer said, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I know. The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." In Romans 12:2, it reads, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." This book will teach you that we all have a void in our lives that is filled with either healthy, positive things or filled with unhealthy, negative things. The positive contents that fill the void bring all the ingredients that promote happiness and a sense of worth or high self-esteem. The negative contents seem to temporarily fill the void, but repeating the addictive cycle creates a facade that is doomed to eventually hurt not only yourself, but all the people in your life. Let's use overeating as an example. Overeating is a major underlying cause of health problems in this country. If not addressed, the addictive behavior of overeating will negatively touch both the physical and mental health of the individual. As the weight increases, the downward spiral of self-esteem makes the addiction worse. The bottom line results are general health problems, mental problems, loss of productivity, and the lifespan of the individual is often severely compromised. You may consider some addictions worse than others, but they are all present problems that lead the individual down the rabbit hole of an unhealthy life. Some addictions, such as smoking, are socially tolerated, but lives are adversely changed. The desire to smoke limits quality time, contributes to financial woes, and shortens the lifespan. Any harmful behavior that an individual cannot stop doing is an addiction. Even watching too much late-night TV causes sleep deprivation that over time will cause health problems. It is time that individuals stop casting stones at other people's addictions, because more than likely, they have a behavior that they themselves cannot stop doing. All these behaviors are caused or invited into lives, become individuals, do not appreciate their personal value. We are all children of God, and as such, we share a healthy Heavenly Father. He cares for us equally and wants only the best for us. Circumstances in our lives may redirect our focus. We lose sight of our value as a person, even to the point that we become destructive to ourselves. This behavior has far-reaching influence in how our life unfolds. It is only through reconnecting with God, our Heavenly Father, that we return to a place where our identity means something of value to us. Jesus, Son of God, paved the way for our reconnection with God. He died on the cross to enable us to have access to God. My goal with this book is to provide tools and a helping hand to you and the person in your life you are concerned about. Reconnecting with God is the end result. Once reconnected, the individual feels completely different about themselves. They finally get it. The reason they were born, why they are here, and what they need to be doing with their lives, and where they are going when their life is complete. When they get it, there is no way that they would want to do things that would harm their bodies or shorten their lifespan. Their lives will be redirected to seek out the knowledge and resources they need to start, maintain, and complete the task they know they were born to do. How do near-death experiences relate to curing addictions? There may be controversy on the validity of such experiences, but millions of people who share this experience all walked away with a new life perspective. They feel a dramatic change and desire to do their part to make the world a better place. Negative feelings change into positive feelings. There is a sense of gratitude for what they have. They now understand the truly important things in life. They realize and embrace the mission that they have been given. However, not all the near-death experiences are good ones. The bad ones are very dramatic because they experience a nightmarish situation. In these situations, the mere mention of Jesus or God have kept the demons at bay. Asking to be saved is the ultimate request that rescues them. They are then shown the good side of their experience. Good or bad, the end result of near-death experiences is a life-changing event. Forever changed, they desire to be a positive influence in the lives of their family, their community, and in the world. Your mission, large or small, has to do with bringing this message of addiction and subsequent treatment and cure through your example to someone else. You will be the co-object of the treatment and cure of this disease. By doing so, you can help yourself and the people you love and the world in the process. You first have to educate yourself and be able to address any addictive behavior that you have. At this point, you will be better able to help others by teaching them what you have learned. More than likely, you have a behavior you cannot stop, even though you know it is hurting you or someone you love. Until you cure your own addictive behaviors, you will not be able to help anyone else. Your addiction may not have the social stigma that your loved one suffers from, but it is an addiction nonetheless, which stems from the same cause. Apples and oranges are both fruits, just as smoking, drugs, overeating, or any number of behaviors are all addictions. You cannot continue your own addiction and be the example you need to help someone else. This book was written to teach you how to cure yourself from your addictions, and in turn, then, you will be able to help the person you are concerned about. This is Dr. Reverend Wynn Henderson speaking about the new book, Freedom from Addiction, Roman numeral 2, which was released by Ex Libris Press in November of 2016 on Thanksgiving Day. I hope that you have a very wonderful day and have enjoyed the program.